Voice of Russia World Service. This is John Robles. I'm speaking with Robin Ramsey, writer, novelist, and editor of Lobster Magazine. Hello, Mr. Ramsey.
Hello.
Can you tell the listeners a little bit about Lobster Magazine?
It began in 1983 as a little magazine interested in politics and the influence of the Secret Services on recent British history and what would now be regarded as conspiracy theories, things like the Kennedy assassination and the government secrecy in general. And a couple of years ago, I stopped producing a magazine and just put it on the internet with wider circulation and much less work for me to do.
What I wanted to talk to you about today was the case regarding WikiLeaks. First off, can you tell us what's your take on the WikiLeaks, the whole situation? As far as Julian Assange, he recently gave a press conference, I think on the 28th.
He did. He was
London.
In London, and for a man who is apparently being hunted by the Western world's intelligence services, he wandered into London and gave a press conference and then wandered out again, which means, I guess, he came through immigration control and customs, and the whole thing looked very odd to me. The difficulty is that the WikiLeaks episode, the leaking of all these documents, to me has a funny smell about it. The official story, some junior clerk somewhere in the Pentagon decided to leak all this stuff to WikiLeaks, and thus the world sees what's happening in Afghanistan. This all smells odd to me because it was reminiscent of the Pentagon Papers. The situation is similar. The Americans were losing a war. As you approach the end of a war, the overwhelming concern of the American state, its various bodies, its various organizations like the Pentagon and intelligence agencies, their overwhelming concern as they're about to lose a war is not to get the blame. The imperative becomes bureaucratic politics, how to make sure you don't catch a flack. So when a big leak of documents happens, my first thought was, who's leaked this and why?
Okay, the next thing that's coming out, they're saying, is there's going to be this huge packet of documents regarding Iraq, and they're trying to prevent the publication of these documents. I mean, we've heard so much about Iraq, Abu Ghraib, the Bush involvement with the Bin Laden family, etc. What possibly new could they tell us?
There's nothing, I suspect, there's little they could tell us that would surprise us. In terms of, say, the American corporate media, which didn't cover most of this stuff very carefully, maybe quite a lot. I don't think you'll find much coverage in the New York Times or the Washington Post on the Bush family's links with the Bin Laden family, for example. Maybe quite a lot, and maybe we'll get some stuff about the weapons programs they were trying out in Iraq and how they managed to, you know, pollute large areas of Iraq with various weapon systems which leave radioactive debris behind, you know, depleted uranium, for example. So maybe we're going to get that, but, you know, your guess would be as good as mine. I've really no idea. I guess we'll get lots of stuff about how many civilians they killed, and maybe there'll be estimates, official government estimates of how many civilians they've killed. But as for what they're going to leak, I really don't know. But the same rules apply, again, with Iraq. The Americans have lost and made a mess of it, and they will be now concerned that the Pentagon, say, or the CIA, or the DIA, or the NSA, these organizations are now concerned that they don't get the blame for the loss. American history is obsessed with not carrying the can for losses. There was a huge problem in America in the 50s with the people who felt they had lost China. There was a big problem in the 70s because of they lost Vietnam. Now we've got the problem that somebody is going to be blamed for losing Iraq and losing Afghanistan. So American foreign policy is almost entirely about domestic politics.
Why is the U.S. government making such a large noise?
My guess would be that they now think they have no choice. Because of the global nature of the internet, they may choose to ignore him, but in practice it's going to be picked up by everybody else. I mean, we've got to remember that most of the world hates America because of what America's done to it. So, I mean, most of the world is anti-American, essentially. And so everybody, the anti-American sections of the world, which is most of Asia, large chunks of Europe, and most of South America, they are all going to pick up the WikiLeaks material, whether or not the Pentagon does anything or not. So the American government probably felt they had to say something about it. But don't forget, even if this is an intelligence operation by, say, the Pentagon or the CIA, say the whole thing, WikiLeaks thing is an intelligence operation, which it might be. It might be. Who knows? Even if one branch of the American state is running this, the other branches of the American state will be opposed to it. Will be trying to shut it down or embarrass it or make it look stupid. I think that explains pretty much why the American government had to make some noises of disapproval, even if it was actually an operation run by some branch of it. For example, I mean, if the CIA is running WikiLeaks, which is possible, but there's no evidence for this, let me hasten to add, there's no evidence for this yet, but it's obviously a possibility. The CIA is running this. There's no way of knowing, for example, whether or not anybody bothered to tell the president. On the whole, the intelligence agencies don't tell the politicians very much.
Well,
they tell
them
as possible. So who knows? Maybe the White House simply didn't know what was going on. It wouldn't be the first time they didn't know what was going on. Most of the time they don't know what's going on.
Okay, it's possible it's just a huge operation to find people who were willing to leak government secrets.
In some ways, looking at the way that WikiLeaks is set up, it's vaguely surprising that there haven't been more great data dumps, because the world is drowning in electronic data. The American state must have, you know, zegabillions of terabytes, thousands of millions of terabytes of secrets. Why aren't more of them being given to WikiLeaks?
It seems they're pretty much covering Afghanistan, Iraq.
Yeah, well, most of it. Because these are the wars that they're losing. America doesn't like losing wars. Mm-hmm. It's a big political problem to lose a war.
Sure. All right, the FBI, they're after Mr. Assange right now. He's said to be hiding in flats, running like a scared rabbit.
Well, I don't believe this.
You don't believe this?
Well, not if he wanders into London to give a press conference.
Okay.
I mean, no, let's be serious here. I mean, there are people running from, I'm sure that the upper echelon, the Taliban are running from house to house every night. They're actually being hunted by people, but Mr. Assange flying into London is hardly running.
Yeah, I mean, and he is actually, he's based in Germany, I believe.
Which is part of NATO, of course.
Right, and I've never heard of Germany supporting anti-US positions before.
And the Germans always do what the Americans ask them to, or have done since the war, pretty largely. So the whole thing is weird. That's all one can say at this stage. The whole thing looks weird. It doesn't look as though it's quite what we're being shown. You know, we have to be careful. We might be quite wrong. It might be just what it looks like, and Mr. Assange may indeed be the brave freedom fighter that he presents himself as. With him, I would not have come to London.
What was it, 2 weeks ago, the Russian pilot that was arrested in Liberia? He was just grabbed by the CIA and taken to the United States. Why couldn't they just grab Mr. Assange and do the same thing if he were such a threat?
We are always told that the American surveillance system, the intelligence services, and the NSA are so powerful, so all-encompassing, that they can do anything. Maybe they're not as good as they say they are. Maybe they're not that competent. I don't know. I simply don't know. We don't know what they're doing. Maybe they can't find him. Who knows? Can't find a 6'7" bearded Arab attached to a dialysis machine.
Who walks into CIA hospitals. Okay.
Apparently so, yes, indeed.
Thank you very much for speaking with me.
Pleasure. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. This is John Robles, and that was Robin Ramsey. We were talking about the WikiLeaks scandal.